This is the audio explanation of the Reformer Class Plan, Finding the Key. And this plan was really about finding certain elements to really help with technique. So we start off with shoulder bridge, actually. So you're not on the Reformer. You're lying down onto your back to the side of the Reformer with the feet on the frame of the Reformer. So you will sort of like make a capital T with the Reformer. Feet on the Reformer, arms down by your sides. Then you think about having, and you can have your either your arches on the frame of the Reformer or your heels on the frame of the Reformer. This will obviously change the connection through the back line of the leg. Doesn't matter if your Reformer slips, because you need to work at almost drawing the body into the Reformer, drawing the Reformer to you as you do your bridge to really help the connection at the back of the leg. Before we go into the bridge, we go into the arm circles. So you take the arms up to the ceiling, palms facing in. And I want you to think of a dot in between the shoulder blades, and you connect down into that dot. Chin reaches towards the ceiling, and then the arms open out by the sides, making sure the elbows stay soft. And you really feel that the arms begin at that dot. And then you scoop the arms round and back up to the ceiling. So you bring the arms back up, but you're really connecting into the dot. So you think about the seam of your t-shirt where the sleeve meets the front of your t-shirt, and you bring the arms around that seam. So you get a really nice sense that the back and the shoulders stay flat and the arms fold around the seam of the t-shirt. So it's almost that the shoulder blades are pressed outwards and flat, and just the arm bone pulls round. The other cue I used was that there was a pencil at that seam, and you go around the pencil rather than crushing the pencil. So we do openings, then we go into circles. So the palms now reach towards the knees, arms to the ceiling. You take the arms overhead and circle them round. Now again, think about the circles originating from that dot in your mid-back where the arm and the shoulder girdle begin. So your arms circle from that dot in the mid-back. As the arms go back and as they circle round, the armpits turn slightly downwards. So you get this lovely circle from the middle of the back and using that slight spin at the arm. You then go the other way. So the arms press down first, and then to circle them round, you turn the armpits upwards and outwards, again circling from the dot in the middle of the back, and then one arm goes up, one arm goes down, and again you're scissoring the arms from that dot in the middle of the back. We then bring the arms back down and we do a few shoulder bridges up. Okay, so it's a little bit like your shoulder roll down on the Cadillac or on the tower. And you're rolling up, feet are on the Reformer, so you've got that height so you can really open out and put weight in between the shoulder blades as you go up and down. So again, you're just really connecting people that the arms start from the mid back. When you want to, you hold up in your bridge and you repeat the arm series, openings, circles, and arms up and down. Then you can roll back down, lift up into the bridge again, and then you can lower and lift a leg if you wish. Okay, just doing your normal shoulder bridge and then bring yourself back down. So that's our warm up, our prep phase. Then we go onto the Reformer with two springs on, foot bar down, two springs on, and we go into the supine arm series. So hands holding the handles or the straps. And again, we repeat the same thing. So arms, both arms pressing down, lifting up. So arms down by the sides. Really work on it, on that dot in the mid back, on the whole upper arm touching down, the knuckles touching down, the wrist staying long. Then we can take the arms out to the sides and we're pulling them in. And the whole time, chin reaches up, weight into the dot, chest lifting slightly up into the throat so you get that lovely sense of space. And then we can press the arms down and we then go into coordination. By the way, sorry, supine arms, knees in towards the chest, just nice, easy position with the legs. From there, we come into coordination. Now we're going to do coordination with the head staying down. So again, you're thinking of this elongation, connection in between the shoulders. So arms are pressed down to the carriage long by your sides. Fold them back for a tricep. Now press the arms and legs away. Head stays down, so it's really a long elongation. Open, close the legs. Now fold the arms back as you open the chest more, and then fold the arms back. So do several repetitions of that, and then put the handles back on the hooks. We then come into overhead, and we're going to do it twice. We're going to do it without the handles and then with the handles. So scoot down so you can wrap your hands around the end of the carriage, okay? Legs are up towards the ceiling. So I've still got sort of like, I've just come down a smidge off my shoulder blocks so I can reach my hands and curl them over the end of the carriage. Then the legs are up at 90 degrees. I roll over and I really squeeze with my fingers the end of the bed. So I get a really strong arm connection. Up to you if you want to take the legs up to the ceiling and roll down, or if you just want to do like a rollover and roll down. So we can do that a few times. And really, it helps people to hold on to find that upper body strength to lift the upper back up. We then come into doing it if they wish with handles. You can stay in the same place because you can hold the handles and hold the edge of the carriage, but it's up to you. So if you're going into the full position, legs are long, arms to the ceiling, hold the handles, press the handles down, grip the carriage if you want, legs go to 90. Making sure the upper arm and whole arm keeps connected with the bed, roll yourself over. Lift the legs up if you wish, but focus on lifting from your upper back. So that really lifts you up. Chin's got to stay up towards the ceiling. Headrest is down, of course. And then roll back down. So we can do a few of those. And then just let the straps just get hooked back and we go into semicircle. So from here, scoot yourself forwards, toes on the footbar, footbar's down. And then we lift the bum up, slither forwards, not to let the carriage move, and send the knees forwards of the footbar. Then we go into semicircle, rolling down through the spine, lifting up, coming back, and so on. We then come from there into rowing into the sternum, but with extension. So we take a spring off, so you've got one spring on. We're going to face the shoulder blocks, legs through the shoulder blocks. Hold on to the handles or your longer straps and pull them in towards your chest. Now from here, we're going to round back and think about sending the dot in between the shoulder blades straight back to the wall behind you. So you're curling, but you're not trying to lose height. You think more of that long C curve. Open the arms out to the sides on a high V. Now, this is the difference. Keep pushing out into the straps, but extend the spine. Lift the chest up and through your arms and fold forwards over the legs. Take the arms behind you. Grab hold of your hands. So the hands are going to clasp each other. Then try and lift them up the back, keeping them clasped. Then with control, release. Circle them round to the feet and rebuild back up. So I'll say that one more time. So the arms are into the chest, ready for your rowing into the sternum. But you think about sending the dot back. So you still curl back, but it's a long C curve. Then the arms go out and up on a high V. Then pull the chest upwards and through the arms. So you extend forwards over the legs. Bring the arms behind you, clasp the hands, try and lift them up the back and then release and circle round. Then we're going to spin round for rowing the other way, but we're going to do three. We're going to do lotus, shave and hug. So legs are extended out in front. You're seated back against the shoulder blocks, holding the straps, arms out to the sides, palms up to the ceiling. Elbows soft and then lift the arms up overhead. And then open them back out. So it's supposed to be like a bit of a lotus flower. And again, so obviously this probably wasn't a Joe one. So lift the arms up to the ceiling and open them back out. Palms up, elbows soft. And again, go back to thinking about that, how the dot in the middle of the back, that's where we move from. That's where we lift the arms up from. So do four of those, then lift the arms up and go into shave. So bend the elbows, the hands go behind the head and then press up. And every time you push the hands up, it's an opportunity to lift more out of your waist. Once you've done four of those, open the arms back out and go into your hug. Four of your hug. And then do one of each. So we do one lotus up, go into one shave up. Open the arms back out and do one hug. Okay, so you could do a few of just singles of each. When you've done that, we go to your swan prep. So long box on, sticky mat on if you want, and then lying on your front with the kneecaps off the box. Hands to the sides of the foot bar, and elbows are sort of out, but down on sort of like a diagonal angle. So you want your elbows lower than your wrists. Then we're just going to push in and out a few times, not lifting up into extension, thinking of a long line, thinking of how the shoulder blades glide on the back of the ribs, lengthening the legs back. Once you've done a few, take your left arm and take it out to the side. So push yourself all the way out, sorry, so you're fully extended. And then take your right arm out to the side and look to see if people shift their weight. Put that hand back on the bar and take the left arm out to the side. Can they keep centered as they shift one arm and then the other? Then holding with just one arm, elbow bends in and out four times each side, just with a single arm, and it's hard on that one spring. Obviously you could go to a blue if you are on a balanced body or an Align. Then slide off and sit back and give yourself a little stretch, and we go into pulling straps. So spin round the other way, grab hold of the straps, and this time we're going to really focus on the little finger leading back. The chest is fully on the box, and just peel yourself out and think of that elongation. So we'll do pulling straps back and then take them out into the T shape and pull them into the sides of the body, reaching the chest forwards. From there, we come into chest expansion. So add a spring on. You're kneeling up facing the shoulder blocks, but you're not up against the shoulder blocks. Your feet are hooked around the back of the carriage, okay? And then what I want you to do is you can decide if you want to hold further down the strap or wherever suits you. You're going to, in this position, have the arms forwards holding the straps, and then just really think about the alignment from the knees to the nose. Lengthen yourself up. Drop the tailbone down a little so the tailbone's pointing towards the back of the knees. And then just think about that elongation. Then try to imagine that you're not pulling the straps back, you're pulling yourself forwards through the straps. Lifting the chest up into the throat, look to the left, look to the right, center, and release. And then do another three of those. But keep thinking about lifting the chest upwards, and keep thinking about sending the tailbone downwards. When you've done that, we're just gonna round back into like a little mini cat. And then when you're there, you can just pull the straps three or four times, curl back up. It's sort of like a little release that my Wednesday group came up with. One of the teachers in that. Then we come into thigh stretch. Okay, and I have changed thigh stretch for you. So I don't want you going all the way down. I want you to think about the technique of you getting all the way down. So you're going to now add a spring on, so you've got three springs on, so it's heavy. You scoot all the way to the shoulder blocks and you hold further down your straps. Now, in order to bring yourself upright, you need to lift your arms up. So if you lift your arms upwards and forwards, you find you can bring your body upright. And then to go into your thigh stretch, I don't want you to think of leaning back. I want you to think of lifting the straps up further, and that sends you back, pulling the front of the thigh away from the shoulder blocks. And it's hard to do, but it gives you a sense that you're very connected. You don't end up just pinging into the low back and sort of bananaing over. And then to come back up, you lift the straps up to come back up. So it's not a huge lift. It's a sense, though, of going up. Think of them as reins of a horse. Okay, once you've done that, put the straps down and we come into your upstretch combo. So foot bar up. Oh yeah, the foot bar was up anyway. Two springs on and your headrest up. So now get into your upstretch position. So you're on your toes, heels halfway up the shoulder blocks, hands on the foot bar, and just make sure you've got that beautiful long C curve. Now, from the back of the hips, pull the back of the hips down to press the carriage out. Think of the front of your waistband going towards the springs. You want to keep a curve in the upper back. And we'll do just a few normal ones. Pull that shape forwards, keeping the hips low. Once you're over your foot bar, try and keep the hips low as you lift up through that dot in your back to return yourself back into that long C curve. So you can stay doing a few of those, but then we can go into the archival combo. So we are in our upstretch position. We press the carriage out. Now you drop the hips and lift the chest so you're in an extended position. You pull your extended position forwards. You pull your extended position back and then start lifting that dot in the middle of the shoulder blades up. So you ripple up and then you pull the carriage in. So I'll repeat that one more time. From the back of the hips, pull the front of the waistband down in towards the springs as the carriage goes out. Then extend through the whole body and pull that shape forwards. Take the extended shape back, then articulate through the body back up and then the legs come back under you. Step off and then standing, heels together. Really think inside ankle bones pulling apart. We're going to do that little lotus shave and hug combo again. So arms out to the side, palms up, elbows heavy, connect the dot in your middle back. Lift the arms up to the ceiling. Give me one shave behind the head, reaching up. Open the arms back out and give me one hug. Open back out. So we can take the arms up. We can do a shave, stretch up, open the arms out, one hug, and repeat it as many times as you want, and you're done. Let me know if you've got any questions.